USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is expected to announce he's running for president tomorrow evening. He'll launch his bid live on Twitter in a conversation with Elon Musk.
And it'll be the first time that something like this is happening on social media and with real-time questions and answers, not scripted.
Musk has already said he supports DeSantis over former President Trump. As far as the polls go, DeSantis trails Trump by a wide margin. Florida lawmakers are sending a bill to Governor DeSantis' desk that aims to clarify that state's resign-to-run law. Florida law currently requires an elected state official to resign before running for federal office. The bill was passed by state lawmakers last month, but not sent to the governor's desk until today, which is the day before he's expected to announce his run for the White House. Former President Trump's New York criminal case will head to trial next March. It'll begin less than 3 weeks after the first Republican presidential primaries. Trump appeared virtually in court today to hear terms of a protective order that bans him from speaking publicly about evidence. Negotiations to raise the debt ceiling continue between the White House and House Republicans after yesterday's meeting between President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy failed to bring about a compromise.
They both reiterated that default is off the table and only way forward is in good faith and toward a bipartisan budget agreement.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the White House remains hopeful, but earlier today McCarthy said negotiations are not at all close. A second IRS whistleblower is raising concerns about how the investigation into President Biden's son Hunter is being handled. The New York Post says the new whistleblower is a special agent in the IRS Financial Crimes Group. He claims he was ousted from the case after questioning the DOJ. And the Ford Motor Company has reversed course and now says they will continue to install AM radios in all their new vehicles. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Travel this coming Memorial Day weekend is expected to surpass pre-pandemic levels, and the Department of Transportation is working to minimize travel disruptions, especially in the air.
We're using our tools to press airlines to continue improving customer service and to continue improving performance.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said airline delays have been dropping even amid an air traffic controller shortage. More than 40 million Americans are expected to travel over the weekend. Texas lawmakers have passed a bill that would ban colleges and universities from having offices of diversity, equity, and inclusion. Supporter, State Senator Brandon Creighton, says these offices don't work.
In 2018 to 2020, having a DEI office was ineffective, increasing the number of minority hires.
But opponents of the bill, like State Senator Royce West, believe the legislation is on the wrong side of history.
All of your colleagues that are in this chamber are saying the same thing to you. It's wrong.
The bill is headed to Governor Greg Abbott's desk, and he's signaled he will sign it. There's been an unexpected jump in new home sales. Government figures show sales rose just over 4% in April, but the new home sales are only rising in the South and Midwest. And there are fewer HIV infections in the U.S., according to the CDC. The agency reported today that the U.S. saw just over 3,200 new HIV infections in 2021. It's a 12% drop from 2017. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.